Hello, Audio Boo. So I'm actually managing to do today's February Boo on the day itself. So today's question was, do you keep the phone book when it arrives or do you throw it away? Personally, I still keep the phone book when it arrives. Although I've noticed it's got a lot thinner than it used to be. I guess I still remember a time when my parents used to use a phone book to look up numbers quite often. And actually, when the internet came along, because they lived in quite a rural area and quite far away from a telephone exchange, they hadn't been able to get reliable internet for quite a long time after most people could. So in that case, they still had to use the phone book to look up numbers rather than using the internet. Equally, they couldn't get a good smart signal on a smartphone to get data, so for them, the phone book is still pretty useful, even now, because otherwise they have to actually sit down and turn the computer on, and it's just easier to pick up the phone book. And yeah, that habit stayed with me, and I still keep the phone book, although I have to admit, it's rare that I actually used it. But I do think there may be an occasion where, for example, there's a problem with the electricity in my flat, so then I wouldn't be able to use my computer, and if my smartphone or tablet wasn't charged, then I would not be able to look up a number on the internet, and if I wanted to get an electrician, I'd really want to look up a number, so it would be quite handy to have the phone book in a situation like that. And it doesn't take up that much space, really. I keep it on the bookshelf, and when it arrives, I throw away the previous year's edition. But I think at some point in the not-too-distant future, they may stop publishing the phone book altogether, because so many people do use the internet nowadays. But that does concern me a bit for the people who still don't have internet access, either because they can't get it or they can't afford it or they don't know how to use it. And for those emergency situations, I think nowadays lots of people would be completely lost if they couldn't get internet access, because they wouldn't have a phone book, they wouldn't have a map in the car, they would just rely on the sat nav, etc., etc. But I do like to be prepared for things, so I like having the phone book there as a backup.